Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Romulus and Remus. Here to read it to you is your storyteller, Erica Sanderson. This is part two, with more for Looper to do. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue.
That night, I slept in my cave with the two baby boys curled up in the fur of my belly. A stone suddenly bounced and rolled across the ground, and I snapped awake. With my sharp wolverine eyes, I had no trouble seeing in the dark. There, at the mouth of my cave, was Faustulus, getting ready to throw his spear into me. I growled, but I didn't get up. I just moved two of my legs to keep the children safe from any spear that might come flying towards them. Forster stopped for a moment and thought. He must have been confused that I didn't try to run away or launch myself at him. I watched him peer harder into the darkness of the cave, and then I saw the surprise on his face when he noticed the babies. Slowly, Forsterless came forward. He would have made a tasty meal too, and I could have looked after the babies a little longer if I had eaten the shepherd to get rid of my hunger. But I stopped for a moment and thought. The babies were human, and Faustulus was human. He could probably look after them a lot longer than me. So I moved my legs out of the way and let the shepherd pick the children up. After that night came the best 20 years of my life. Faustulus called the twins Romulus and Remus. Not the names I would have chosen for them, but hey, I'm a wolf. The twins grew up to be very strong and handsome young men, and they loved spending time together, running and playing around the seven hills that surrounded the shepherd's farm. But they also thought that Faustulus was their father, and they gave him lots of help with his farm chores. Because of this, Faustulus could keep more sheep than before. Faustulus and the twins always gave the largest sheep to me, though, for my food. Because it was so big, and because I didn't have to chase it myself, I didn't need to steal any others. That meant Faustulus had enough sheep to get plenty of wool, cheese, and meat to sell in the market. He soon had several sacks of coins. Everyone, including me, could have lived happily ever after. Could have, that is, if it weren't for the king. King Amulius ruled the nearby city of Alba. He sent his soldiers around the land, and they would steal five sacks of coins every week, except for the weeks when they stole eight. Soon the people of the land didn't have any sacks of coins, which was annoying because I started to get hungry. Why did I get hungry? Me? A wolf? Because when the soldiers of Amulius stole coins from Faustulus, he didn't have enough money to feed his sheep. This meant that soon, he ran out of sheep too, and I didn't get my food either. I think Romulus and Remus began to get hungry too, because I later saw them practicing how to throw spears at a painting of Amulius on the side of the barn. I got close enough to hear what they were saying. "We should have fought these soldiers to stop them stealing our," Romulus began. "Father's coins," finished Remus. The brothers often finished each other's sentences. "But that would have been silly," he continued. "Because they outnumbered us," Romulus agreed. "If only we had an army to fight King Amulius, then..." "We could teach him a lesson," Remus said. "Ooh, but stop and think," Romulus added. "There are only four of us, including Mum and Dad," Remus said. "But the soldiers must have stolen lots from other farmers too," Romulus said, nodding. "If all the farmers got together..." I bet there would be more of them than the soldiers in Amulius's army, Remus said. Quick! Let's go tell Dad about our plan, Romulus concluded. I followed the boys to the farmhouse and sat outside the window to listen in. I wanted to know what Faustulus would think of the plan. Faustulus thought it was a fantastic idea. He happened to know that the brother of Amulius was hiding in the Seven Hills. That brother was called Numitor, and he was actually older than Amulius. In fact, Numitor had once been the king of Alba, but Amulius had stolen the crown from him and put Numitor's daughter in prison. Numitor had only just escaped with his life. Faustulus was sure that Numitor would like the plan the twins had made. So it was that the twins once again made people stop and think. Farmers from all over the land realized that Romulus and Remus were right. They had a good chance of beating Amulius if they all came together. Numitor stopped and thought too when he saw Romulus and Remus. I heard him telling Faustulus that the twins reminded him of his daughter. She had given birth to twins and sent them down the River Tiber in a basket so that Amulius didn't find and kill them. Although he didn't say it out loud, I think Numitor realized that Romulus and Remus were his grandsons, and that meant they were princes. What happened next was a series of battles. On one side was Amulius and his soldiers. On the other side was Numitor and his army of farmers, including Faustulus, Romulus, and Remus. I didn't watch the battles. Us animals like to keep our distance when you humans start fighting, because your catapults and your spears and your flaming arrows make such a mess. But I did get close to the farmers' camp in the nights between the battles to hear the latest news. That's how I learned that Amulius had captured some of the farmers, including Remus. Numitor was giving a big speech, saying,
"We must not delay. Amulius is holding our brothers, sisters, children, and grandchildren in his prison cells. We must go and rescue them right away, tonight."
To my surprise, though, Romulus shouted, "No."
That was part two of Romulus and Remus. To find out why Romulus doesn't want to rescue his brother right away, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? Please just take a few moments to write a short review of this podcast on your podcast player. Your reviews help other people to know the fun that can be enjoyed inside this podcast, which means you'll be helping us to spread that fun even further. Just look for a button on your podcast player that says review, or maybe comment. Tap that and type away. Thank you ever so much.